meaningful civil rights legislation. And if I recall, I heard several of the leaders of it point out that we'll be back if the bill meets with any kind of opposition come September. They said this in August. Now, September passed, and the bill, it didn't even come up. October passed, November passed, December passed, the year passed, everything passed, and the bill hasn't been passed yet.
Are you saying that you feel a more violent approach to it would cause this bill to be passed?
It's not a piece of violence. And I think that our people should never let themselves be trapped intellectually into thinking that whenever they do something to defend themselves against the violence of the white man, that they're being violent.
But you're advocating violence.
No, we're advocating the necessity of black people defending themselves against the violence of the white man, because the American government has already proven itself either unable or unwilling to defend that as it should be.
Well, the white man hasn't gone out to create any marches, nor has he gone out to do anything that would make the people in the community feel that he was opposed by law to their thinking.
No, all he has done is picture police dogs on innocent black women and babies. All he has done is put his fire hoses on innocent women and children, black women and children. Or all he has done is shoot Medgar Evers in the back. Or he has bombed the church in Birmingham, Alabama, and murdered a poor innocent little girl. Or he has...
Yeah. Thank you. to control information, just on that side, just the censorship and the control of the flow of information is pretty extreme. It's if you read outside of the U.S., you can read different newspapers. Of course, everyone's going to have their own somewhat agenda, but it's easier to get a handle on what has been filtered out of where by reading news and internet websites all over other places.
Yeah.